A couple of weeks ago, I was down at Thorne Moor, a coin tranquille of rural South Yorkshire, of which there is precious little left. The usual combination of rapacious big business, General Electric, E.ON, flashy city syndicates, aided and abetted by the usual local greed-driven landowners and corrupt local politicians and planning officers, desecrating the landscape in the biggest industrialisation of the countryside since the Industrial Revolution. This tiny corner of England is going to have 22 400-foot high monster turbines heavily subsidised by the British taxpayer to meet an unachievable EU target for renewable energy. Yes, I know I've been here before, but a few days ago I was written to by distraught villagers in Cravendale, where the same corrupt vandalism is proposed. This is, of course, an area of outstanding national beauty, just on the edge of Heriot country, 2 miles from the national park itself. This landscape is not secret and enchanting like Thorne Moor, but world-famous throughout the Heriot books and films and various other television programmes who've used it as a scenic backdrop. We need 35,000 of these monsters across our island to even make a dent in the EU target. While the world goes on building coal-fired power stations, sadly the only type that is economically viable. So all we Brits are doing is trying to set a good example. But of course they don't work anyway. We need over 5,000 turbines just to match the output of Drax. We cannot decommission coal-fired units because the wind does not blow every day. Where are the watchdogs of our society? I have good relations with local press and radio, but nobody's interested. They seem to think it's NIMBYism. But everyone's backyard is threatened. And if protecting your backyard is bad, then human nature itself is bad. The ants, the bear, the bumblebee all protect their own backyard. It's how you stay alive. I've been rereading J.B. Priestley's An English Journey recently. I wonder what he would have made of it. Surely even the trendy, Guardian-reading BBC brain-dead producers of features programmes must be horrified at the despoilation of our landscape for filthy lucre. The starving third world struggle with food prices if we burn even more biofuels. Even Middle England is struggling to meet their energy bills. I know they don't really care, and probably never have, but at the least they used to pretend to care. Jenny Murray, Polly Toynbee, James Nocatey, and all the other right-on politically correct morons who think the EU is environmentally friendly. How much more of this do we need to take before you wake up? Or will you all sheer off to Provence to live and bewail the lost England that you helped to lose?